Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
These are the Channel 9 singers.
Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Karen Conti will be on later. Karen Conti will
getting
be on
to know you,
Talking the Law
way,
at 8:40 this morning.
Nicely.
The lovely and talented Lauren Jiggets is now a proud member of the WGN family. And getting up at the crack of midnight to come in for your dining and dancing pleasure. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How's it going?
Nice to talk to you. It's been too long.
I know. It's been a while.
Congratulations on the gig. I think it's great to have you on TV 5 days a week instead of a couple.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I hope so. I hope more people agree with you.
No, I think it's great. Now, listen, the guy you work with sings a lot. Is he singing during the newscast, during the breaks? Is he singing well?
I've been disappointed by that because I was expecting more, you know, commercial breaks with filled with songs. But every once in a while, he does give us a little ditty here and there, a little slice of what his previous life was like when he took a little break from TV news to tour with Straight No Chaser. He's got a great voice, though, but we've got a couple people in the studio that have great voices. I am not one of them.
Wait a minute. Who was singing other than Ponce?
Sarah Jindra's got, she's our traffic anchor. She's got a great voice.
I heard she had a nice voice. I haven't heard her sing, but she's a great person. So
now,
awesome.
I always forget. Now, Lauren Jiggets works with which Ponce? Is it Harpo, Zeppo, Groucho? Which is that? Which,
Dan.
Oh, Dan Ponce.
Dan.
He is the best. He's a good dude.
He is a great guy.
All right, so take me through the schedule now. What time do you wake up?
So you may remember in the previous station, I worked from 2 to 10 p.m.,
yep.
2 to 11 p.m., basically. Now I'm working from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I get up. I generally get up at 2 a.m., somehow drive myself into work.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m., yes. Yes.
2 a.m. Yeah. You know what 2 a.m. is? That's the time you go to bed when you're in college. 2 a.m.
That's after you've already gotten up once in the middle of the night.
Exactly. So this has been it's been a total flip of my schedule. But it's funny in some ways. Morning TV has been a totally different animal for me, but it's been a lot of fun. And I was looking for a change, and I think this has been a positive one. The only thing is the schedule. You know, that's always going to be a little tough no matter what.
Well, they're lucky to have you, and I think you're really going to like Jen and Paul Rennie, the boss
they're
over
great.
There. And I don't just say Paul Rennie's a good guy because he likes the show. I think he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Love Paul.
He is, and that was one of the appeal. That was definitely the appeal after meeting with them. I said, you know, I think this is the right place for me.
Yeah, good. Well, we're glad you're in the family. And here's the thing. We understand there's a makeup controversy. Now, I don't even know, Lauren, if you're aware of this. But apparently Dave Ennett is grabbing all the makeup drawers.
No.
Well, that's
I
not
have
the
a makeup drawer. I've had a makeup drawer
and
for
it was
a long
okay.
time.
And it was, I don't think, involved with this. He was actually trying to help me because Toomey took my makeup drawer.
So Mike Toomey took your makeup drawer?
Yeah, and it's still there.
Mike Toomey took your makeup
he
drawer?
He did, and he denied it. And then I
had something to do with it.
I know.
I got to tell you, I've known Mike for a long time.
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, we go back stand-up for a long time. I don't think he wears a lot of makeup.
No, I agree. And Lourdes, our friend Lourdes, actually did some investigative work and was taking pictures of
Was this part of a Sapelsa? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
See, Lauren? Yeah.
It's always funny to see who's got the big doors and who has the small doors.
Right?
Men have the bigger doors.
Right, and Lauren and
Sapelsa's got a filing cabinet.
Right, and Lauren, being the great anchor that she is, they just wrote her name on with a Sharpie on her drawer, right?
Yes.
See? And yes, and Toomey.
That really fancy, like, you know, the little pre-made stickers. And my mom's got the Sharpie on it. That's okay.
Hers has the Sharpie, and Toomey has the label maker.
Really?
Yeah.
The label maker. That's what I was trying to think of. Yes.
So Toomey is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have to delve deeper into this. How's your family?
Oh, everybody's doing well. My dad's just gearing up for the football season. I don't know if he's excited about it or not, but he's starting to get excited for the Bears season, at least NFL season, maybe I should say.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say that because I don't know if we're excited about it. But you got to hope for the best. Listen, I appreciate the time. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew you were with us. Lauren Jiggets,
okay, I appreciate it.
Now a part of the Channel 9 super duper early morning situation.
Mm-hmm. That's
very,
what it's called.
Right.
That's a good thing.
That's the title, I think, right?
All right. Work on your singing.
I will. I better with this crew.
All right, and go to bed. We'll call you about 8 to see if you're sleeping yet.
he's asleep yet.
All right, talk to you later.
See you, Lauren.
It's Lauren Jiggets.
She's so great.
And she is as nice as she appears to be.
Yeah, very sweet. Yeah.